And now, back to Brainstorming with Billy.
The Living Brain.
Now, here's your host, Billy the Brain.
Welcome back. This is Bill Frank, and you're listening to Brainstorming with Billy the Brain here on KKZZ, Positive Talk Radio for Ventura and Santa Barbara counties. Every show has a theme, and today's theme is Battle for the Mind Share in the American Mind. Each of my guests is exploring how the American mind has been subverted by incomplete facts. My next guest is president of Regent University in Virginia. We'll explore his perspective about how the media, and Hollywood in particular, portrays conservatives, plus his thought on immigration. As always, if you want to join in the conversation, you can call us at 639-0008. Carlos Campo has became president of Regent University on August the 1st, 2010. He joined Regent after being vice president of academic affairs in 2008, following an impressive 20-year career in higher education. Carlos is a much sought-after speaker, speaking at universities in the United States and around the world. Carlos is a four-time recipient of one of academia's most coveted recognition, Who's Who Among American Teachers. That's an accolade that is a student-generated, recognizing a professor who has had a significant impact on the nominating student's life. He holds a Ph.D. in English drama emphasis, a Master's of Arts in English, and a Bachelor of Arts in Theater from the University of Nevada, Las Vegas. Carlos and his wife reside in Chesapeake, and they have three adult children. He enjoys playing tennis, biking, reading, and picnicking on the beach with family and friends. Hi, Carlos. How are you today?
I'm well. How are you?
Well, I am doing fine, and thank you so much for being my special guest here on Brainstorming with Billy the Brain. I've been looking forward to this interview for some time. Now, you have an interesting part of your life that I didn't reveal in the introduction. You are the nephew of Rosemary Clooney, which then makes you a cousin to George Clooney, the actor. So you come from a family of entertainers, and you're also an intellectual and a devout Christian. So one of the biggest concerns that you have about the media, and Hollywood in particular, is how Hollywood negatively portrays Christians and intellectuals. Give us some examples of negative stereotyping that you see in the media.
Sure. Well, I appreciate the question, and it's clear. I think there's been a lot written about this topic, Billy. You see it all the time. And, you know, when it comes to films, you know, you only have to look as far as films like Jesus Camp or Religulous, even Hairspray and Juno, some fairly recent films, negatively portrayed Christians. And we see it in other media portrayals. And, you know, it reminds me of early portrayals, say, of Native Americans or early portrayals of Hispanics. You know, it almost seemed laughable because the perspective, the worldview of whomever created the character was so diametrically opposed, or they were ignorant of that culture. So it really seemed almost laughable, and I would say that's one of the things we're seeing in terms of the way Christians are often portrayed as well. It's clear that whomever is creating these characters simply doesn't have any background from which to contextualize the characters.
All right, well, let's flip the tables if we can, Carlos. So if the media isn't portraying Christians, conservatives, and intellectuals in a positive light, what values is the media portraying in a positive light?
Well, I think one of the things we see is the personality-driven nature of the media. You know, you brought up my cousin George, and, you know, it's not as though George and I talk every week, but one of the things that he often says publicly, and I'm sure you've read this about him, is that he's stunned by the amount of attention that he gets, simply because of his status as a movie star. And again, the idea being, if you happen to be a movie star, does that give you the right to say, to speak into politics, or to say something about religious values or other issues? I think we often confuse expertise in one area as the right to speak into another area. And I think this is one of the things we see that the media is really certainly pushing, the idea of almost a cult of personality. And it does. It bleeds over in almost every area of life, so that today, politicians very often are driven by their looks, by how articulate they may seem, and other issues that may or may not have a direct influence on their ability to lead.
My guest is Dr. Carlos Campo, and remember, you're broadcasting into California. Our former governor was Arnold Schwarzenegger, who himself was an actor, so I think that that really proves the point that you're trying to make there.
Well, you're right, and again, you know, there was an actor by the name of Ronald Reagan that did okay politically, so it's not to say that one couldn't cross over, but it is this idea that, you know, the media is very selective about who and what and whom they move forward, and I think it's quite clear that there is an agenda behind that.
Touche. And you may not know this, but you're broadcasting into Ventura and Santa Barbara counties. This is the home of Reagan Country. We have the Ronald Reagan Presidential Library here in Ventura County, so shameless plug for that.
No, not at all. It's a great area. We have family there. We visit often, so absolutely great place to live.
Well, good. Next time you're in the area, stop by the studio. Let me get back to the questioning, if I can, please,
sure.
Carlos. The United States is considered to be a religious country, especially on the world stage, and is the largest single religious affiliation in the United States is Christianity. So to be popular, the media tries to appeal to the broadest base of viewers or listeners or subscribers that are out there. So against this backdrop, isn't it in the best interest of the media really to cater to the largest possible audience? So why isn't the media focusing on the target audience of greatest opportunity, and that is the audience of Christians?
Well, that's a great question, and I think it's clear that while some media groups certainly understand this relationship, as a matter of fact, the Barna Group not long ago did release a study that indicated that when folks create films and other works of art that are media related, they tend to do better. Again, that this very same study indicated that when films had a Christian or a moral worldview, that they tended to do better in theaters and box offices. So why doesn't the media focus more specifically? I think it does get back to that issue that they have some very clear objectives. And they are more interested in moving forward with an agenda than appealing to the broader audience.
All right. My guest is Dr. Carlos Campo. So, Carlos, we've stated the problem. What's the solution?
Well, it won't surprise you to know that as an academic, I'm going to point to education as certainly part of the solution. And again, at an institution like Regent, which has a very clear Christian worldview, I believe that part of it really is getting more professionals in the industry, in the media, who do have a worldview that aligns with more Americans. And let me be clear, Billy, you know, the truth is we're not advocating for a monolithic worldview. But we don't believe that those cultural gatekeepers of whom we're speaking reflect mainstream America. And I think that's the problem we have when, you know, say a family is portrayed in the media very often in sitcoms. How well does that family really mirror families in America? We don't think they align well at all. So really, I think part of the solution clearly is through education, getting folks into the media, and frankly, making great films. You know, the truth is that when you make a great film, worldview is secondary to that. And I think great films are films that don't have gratuitous violence and gratuitous language and things that are obviously pushing an agenda. Great films reflect an artist's view. And I think that's one of the things we tell our students all the time. If you make a great film, if you make a great work, it's something that will, quote unquote, sell itself. And so I think that's certainly part of the solution as well.
My guest is Dr. Carlos Campo. He's the president of Regent University in Virginia. And Carlos, I'm going to change gears on you because you have also a very unique worldview as well. You're a member of Conservatives for Comprehensive Immigration Reform. You're also a Latino. That sort of makes you an anomaly. I mean, you're a conservative who is pro-immigration reform. Now, you believe that fundamentally the United States has created this immigration problem, and it has to do the right thing to treat these people, meaning the immigrants, with compassion and fairness. So how did the United States create the immigration problem, and what's your faith-based approach to resolving it?
Well, again, excellent question. And from my perspective, let me be clear that I don't believe that the United States is alone responsible for the immigration problem we're facing. I don't think that would be a fair evaluation. I do believe and know for a fact, I think we all know that for years, especially in the 80s, we needed a labor force that we simply didn't have within our own borders. And during that period, we not only looked the other way when millions streamed across our borders, especially from the South and Mexico, but we actually encouraged some of that immigration so that we could keep market prices low. So what occurred was we clearly did not monitor our own borders well, and before long we realized that we had not been strategic about this workforce, and instead we had a real problem on our hands. And I guess my issue, Billy, is that now in a sense we have realized the problem and we're trying to fix it in retrospect. And I think it's unfair, especially to those young people who had absolutely no any say-so. Their parents brought them here when they were children, some of them just a few years old, and they're being impacted by our attempt to rectify a problem that we had at least some responsibility for.
All right, now that's an interesting view. I want to take this a step further, if we can, Carlos, and talk about this, because the reality is as a population, the United States is at zero growth. I mean, we're not reproducing enough people to really replenish ourselves, especially as the baby boom generation gets older and dies off. So we're going to need more people in the workforce. We don't seem to be producing them ourselves. Therefore, it seems to me the only logical solution is to have more immigration. Your thoughts on that?
And I think you're right about that. But I think that the entire group that I'm a part of, Conservatives for Comprehensive Immigration Reform, we would all agree on this. And that is that there has to be a clear, methodical approach. We must protect our borders. We have to find a work permit program. You know that perhaps up to 30% of folks who are here illegally don't want to stay. They simply want to be able to work and then go back to Mexico or other countries. These are some of the things that have to be done. We have to adhere to the rule of law. Folks have broken the law. There is a price to be paid, and we certainly do not advocate for blanket amnesty.
All right, so you're not in a favor of complete blanket amnesty, but you believe that there should be a path to citizenship for all immigrants. So talk to me, how do you see this evolving?
Well, again, I think there should be a path to citizenship for some immigrants. I think it's clear that there are some immigrants who have been lawbreakers, some immigrants who do not meet the criteria that have been established across the board for them to be retained in our country. Those immigrants certainly need to be deported and need to return to their country. But I do believe that it would be in our best interest to develop a system whereby a student, per se, could be trained in the English language and in skill sets that would benefit our country. I think it's clear that our military has supported some sort of pathway for the right immigrant to stay in our country who clearly has the values that move our country forward. Larry, as a Hispanic American, I know that so many of these folks from Mexico in particular, you know, share our values of family and faith. It was Reagan himself who said, you know, every Latino in America is a Republican. They just have not realized it yet. So, you know, again, from my perspective, if we can tell our story better and stop the vitriol, that's one of the things I'm proudest of in terms of California. They're doing a wonderful job, California overall, in seeing their neighbor as themselves and really not vilifying the other, if you will, by calling them things like alien and illegal and all of these horrible names. And so I appreciate the fact that California's been at the vanguard of some of this, but we need to go further. All Americans know this is something that's not going away, Larry, and we have to face it and deal with it.
My guest is Dr. Carlos Campo, and let's bring it on home to your wheelhouse, Carlos, if we can, because you're really all about education there at Regent University. So in what ways is education for the existing American citizens going to be vital in this immigration reform that you're talking about?
Well, the very statistics that you earlier discussed, Larry, indicate quite clearly that the demographic of students coming to colleges and universities across this country is no longer white. This is a minority demographic coming to colleges and universities, and if we look at the statistics, it indicates that we are going to create a bifurcated society of haves and have-nots, because these minority folks, especially minority males, have basically dropped out of higher education if they make it to higher ed at all. So one of the clear things we must do is provide increased help, support for these students early on. So many of them come from homes that are chaotic and from traditions that are not particularly well-suited to their success in terms of higher education and education overall. So we must, together as a society, work together to provide the right kinds of educational pathways so these students don't slip through the cracks and we can continue to enjoy the freedoms and the excellence that America has been founded upon.
That is a good vision to have. My guest has been Dr. Carlos Campo. He is the president of Regent University in Virginia. Carlos, if people are intrigued by what you have to say, they're intrigued by your pragmatic approach to this, they want to learn more, where would you direct them to go on the Internet?
Well, I think one of the places that you might want to look is the Society for Ethics and Religious Liberty. This commission has put forward a document that I think is fairly straightforward, Larry, and I think your listeners would be interested. And, of course, they can easily Google Conservatives for Comprehensive Immigration Reform and hear more about what this group believes in terms of helping our country reach our goals.
Oh, that is great. Carlos, thank you so much for being my special guest here on Brainstorming with Billy the Brain. We'll talk to you down the road.
We enjoyed it. Look forward to it.
Thanks.